If I had to retitle this, I would title this, "The Struggle Is Over." Or I would say, "Struggle no more." The victory is within. The deposit has been made. You don't have any reason for failure. Hallelujah. It is God moving in these hours, these days. He made a statement in the house. Matthew 24:14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all the world for a witness. This gospel of the kingdom must be preached. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached, must be, shall be, in all the world, for a witness unto all nations. How many nations?
All nations.
And then the end shall come. We have been given everything we need. Men have preached and mixed too many, not everybody, but too many, and mixed their opinion, their theories, along with the devil and a whole bunch of unbelief. And the church, for the most part, have been confused and ignorant. We'll live like something that we are not. We'll put up with stuff we should not. And we whine about what we should be praising God for victory. Anybody in the house?
Yeah.
I told you the last time, I'm going to have you do it again. Just reach over to your neighbor. Say, neighbor,
yeah,
we've been hooked up. You know that?
Yeah.
If you don't, just hang on. Just hold on. You're going to find out something today. You've been hooked up. You've been hooked up. You don't have a need for anything. One time, I heard Kenneth Copeland tell this. He said, TV program on his broadcasting, well, TV, because that's what he was doing. Program had got $1 million in debt. So he said, he got off to himself to wait on God. And so he was waiting on the Lord, and he was saying, "Lord, I need $1 million. I need $1 million. I need $1 million. The Lord said, "You don't need no $1 million. He said, "Boy, you could have fooled me." He said, "If I give you $1 million, the same hole you got now, with that $1 million go right in that same hole.
All right.
You need to fix the hole."
All right.
And many of us are broke because we hadn't fixed the hole.
All right. Yes, sir.
Satan has told you that you're poor, you're broke, you can't do this, you can't do that. If he said it, you should have known he was lying. You shouldn't even pay him any attention. If you can't hear what he's saying, if you see his mouth moving, you know he's lying. And you shouldn't pay any attention to him. And this is what he's saying, that he's given you everything. Well, did God lie about that? Or did he tell me the truth? Well, then I need to find out where am I missing it at? Why am I thinking like I'm thinking? Because he told us how to think. Didn't he say it? Let this mind be in you, which were also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, but took upon him what? Form of a servant, being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself. We've been hooked up. So you need to go ahead and get into the flow today. You need to go ahead and get into the flow of the thing that God has brought forth. Are you hearing me today? Stop sitting on the sideline watching others operate in the flow. And in the blessing. Yeah, you mentioned something like Kenneth Copeland. Yeah, they got it. Oh, what about you? Do you belong to the same God? That,
Amen.
Is he your father too? Why don't you got it? Why don't you have it? You have it, just don't know it. Are you not confident enough to go get it? Then what are you talking about, preacher? You're going to find out in just a few minutes. While you sit and reason in your mind, if these things are so. As long as you sit and reason in your mind whether these things are so, you'll never know. But if you believe the word of God and get up and act on it, you'll find out for sure that these things are so. Because you will not only know, but you will see also the manifestation of them manifest right in front of your eyes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So as long as a person reasons when God speaks, as long as someone reason in their mind, they are operating in the realm where doubt and unbelief lives. I'm going to say it again because y'all didn't even hear that. As long as you reason in your mind against what God has said, you are still living in the realm where doubt and unbelief lives. And they'll never lead you to God.